Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Dr. Jonathan Woodson, Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs within the U.S. Department of Defense. Also joining us from IBM is Gio Patterson. Dr. Woodson, over the last decade, DoD has learned much about delivering healthcare on the battlefield, establishing new standards in every category of wartime medicine. Would you elaborate on some of the key aspects of battlefield healthcare, and what are some of the lessons you've learned over the last decade?
Well, there are many lessons that we've learned on a number of different levels. One of the things that I mentioned before is I consider the military health system a learning organization. And as we went to war and we deployed, some very forward-thinking individuals realized that one of the things we needed to put in early on was a joint theater trauma system and a joint theater trauma registry to record what was happening to service members on the battlefield and then rapidly produce improvement in either the exact strategy for care, that is the medical care, or the system of care to make sure that we produce the best outcomes possible. And this joint theater trauma system has done just that. If you look at casualties that occur in the theaters of operation and compare them to civilian casualties for the same level of injury or maybe even higher on the battlefield, our survival rates are much higher than the civilian casualties. So we have the ability to learn from what we've done. Even further, every Thursday, there is communication directly with the battlefield and the trauma centers such as Landstuhl and the centers back here in CONUS to discuss specific casualties to see if there are improvements that could be made or could have been made in the strategy for that care. That produces a rapid turnaround and improvement in the system. We've talked about our research efforts. We've talked about our efforts with traumatic brain injury. The other lesson we've learned on the battlefield is how to cooperate with our partners in this endeavor. So Afghanistan is a NATO mission, and in fact, we have a number of multinational facilities. And so the collaboration with our international partners, the theater engagement, how to collaborate with the host nation to build capability and capacity are another set of lessons that we've learned. One of the signature improvements in strategy for care in this war is the strategic evacuation model that we use. A service member is injured. They're brought to nearby treatment facilities for care, resuscitation. In 24 hours, they're transported by a flying ICU thousands of miles away to Landstuhl, where they receive definitive care and a state-of-the-art kind of level one trauma center. This has two effects. One, very sophisticated multidisciplinary care can be brought to the individual, but you can also bring the soft care to them. You can bring their families over. You can bring all of the other important care that aids in rehabilitation and recovery from devastating injuries. We talked about the issues of force health protection and what we've learned about that, burn pits and reducing those and the toxic emissions from burn pits and keeping the force healthy. We've learned many lessons, basically. If you were to go back to Vietnam or to World War II, for the number of years we've been at war in two large theaters, you would have found that our medical footprint, the number of hospitals we had over there, would have been tremendous. And casualties would have been kept there because we couldn't evacuate. Today, we operate on a very small medical footprint, so we're much more efficient in terms of the military health system and the care we deliver as well. So lots of lessons that we've learned, much more to be learned, but we're a learning organization.
Dr. Woodson, DoD has played a major role in training American doctors and clinicians for decades with education and training programs as the Uniformed Services University of the Health Sciences and the Graduate Medical Education Program. Would you elaborate on your continued efforts to build the best technical workforce of the future And what are some of the challenges you are facing in training and education?
First thing I would say is that our aim is really not only to build the best technical workforce, but the best professional workforce. And what I mean by that is that we can produce surgeons who can cut and sew, but we want to build human professionals that have the greater capacity to deliver care, thinking, innovating individuals who can communicate as well as practice the art and science of whatever medical discipline that they might be in. I consider Uniformed Services University to be an important, extremely important component of the military health system because it's that academic focus which constantly reminds of us of the need to study and to improve. The Uniformed Services University also, I think, produces the base of the professional medical force that become the careerists, if you will. These are the West Pointers, if you will, of medicine. And if you look at how they've performed over the last 10 years, they have contributed immensely to the organization, improvement in care, and the leadership on the battlefield and in the strategies for medical developments in the theaters of operation. So it's very important to have that university. Beyond that, of course, they produce advanced practice nurses. They've got a new doctorate nursing program, which is going to expand our capabilities to deliver primary care and develop this patient-centered medical home model. We have psychology and behavioral health programs that extend our capacity to deliver care. And of course, they're very important in terms of promoting the development of the important competencies about around disaster response and public health. So very important part of our strategy to remain ready and relevant as we move toward the future, the Uniformed Services University.
Dr. Woodson, I'd like to transition to the future. What are some of the major opportunities and challenges your organization will encounter in the future? And how do you envision that it will evolve to meet those challenges and seize those opportunities?
Well, one of the major challenges today, of course, is the fiscal environment that we're in. That we've got to realize that we are not a separate entity that's apart from the Department of Defense or the federal government or society. And therefore, when resources get constrained, of course, we've got to look for ways to be very efficient and good stewards of public funds. But this gets back to one of my original comments about leaders embracing challenge. We really do need to accept the challenge of the fiscal environment and then think thoughtfully about how we need to transform ourselves to be more agile and responsive in the future. I mentioned to you before that 10 years of war has taught us, in fact, that we can operate with a relatively small medical footprint in these theaters of operation as we've developed strategies for clearing the battlefield very efficiently by having these flying ICUs. So we can leverage technology to do our jobs better. We have to make sure that we keep our eye on, as we transform, that we transform into a medical force that is better positioned and stronger to meet whatever crises may be out there in the future and not create vulnerabilities by creating holes in our capability. And that's what, you know, I think leadership is focused on. How do we do what we do better and constantly improve even in a fiscally constrained environment?
So what advice would you give to someone who's thinking about a career in public service?
Bring your intellect, bring your passion. Don't be dissuaded by, again, challenges, because it's when you meet those challenges that you learn the most about yourself and you grow the most. Be ready to operate in that gray zone. That's where all the fun is. Okay. If you knew and could predict the outcome of your efforts, that would be no fun at all. But it's about taking on these challenges and then creating enduring systems that benefit society far into the future. So public service is, I think, great. It's important. And, you know, and I'm a subscriber to sort of the Jeffersonian approach to sort of public service, which is you come from private, you publicly serve, and then you go back. because that's then you don't get stale and you renew yourself, and then you come back for another, you know, set of duties if they become available to you.
Wonderful conversation. I want to thank you for your time, Dr. Woodson, but more importantly, Gio and I like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Thank you for saying that. I appreciate it.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Dr. Jonathan Woodson, Assistant Secretary of Defense for Health Affairs within the U.S. Department of Defense. My co-host from IBM has been Gio Patterson. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.